Altagracia, Ernesto meets Calica Ferrer.
The boys and girls would gather around to dance. But Ernesto was a really bad dancer. He had a bad ear. We'd be playing one style of music and he'd be dancing to another.
The adolescent Ernesto was known for being hypersexual. His first experience was with the family maid. He would try to seduce any woman of any shape, age, or appearance.
One of Ernesto's more unusual traits is his lack of hygiene, which earns him the nickname Chancho, meaning pig in Spanish.
He had a shirt called the Weekly Shirt because he would only change it once a week. We called him Chancho, and it stuck with him ever since. But he didn't mind. He kind of liked it.
Yet for all Ernesto's wild antics, he possesses a very introspective side.
He was always searching for a kind of the meaning for life.
He was more advanced than his peers. He read serious authors.
Nehru and Gandhi and Steinbeck and Faulkner and Mussolini. He was a voracious reader.
Though he enrolls in medical school, Ernesto's true education comes from the trips he takes through undeveloped Latin America.
Alberto Granado was an older student. He proposed that the two take off for a journey by motorbike the length of Latin America. It was a quest to look beyond the privileged confines that were his birthright.
Putting his medical degree on hold, Ernesto and Alberto head out on an old Norton motorbike nicknamed La Ponderosa 2 on January 4th, 1952.
All we could see was the dust on the road ahead and ourselves on the bike, devouring kilometers in our flight northward.
They traveled down to Patagonia and across to Chile, where La Poderosa finally gave out.
Ditching the bike, they travel on foot and hitch rides on the back of trucks, heading for the interior of Chile.
They traveled up to see the world's greatest open-pit copper mine, Chuquicamata, which loomed large in the imaginations of Latin Americans at the time because it was U.S.-owned and run. It was this notion of the kind of monstrous capitalist enterprise exploiting the local workers.
American companies like Anaconda and Kencop monopolized Chile's mining industry.
American companies went to Latin America for two reasons: cheap raw materials and cheap wages.
To a young nationalist and a young idealist of the early 1950s, it would be very hard to look upon U.S. policies as practiced in Latin America kindly.
He saw something he hadn't seen before. He saw the face of poverty.
In America, Ernesto, being who he was terribly bothered by what he had seen.
From Chile, Ernesto and Alberto head to Peru and then continue on to Venezuela. After 7 months on the road, Alberto decides to stay in Venezuela, while Ernesto returns home to Buenos Aires to complete his last year at medical school with a new social conscience.